Welcome to the latest edition of Learn English with Everest. My name is Amy, and in this series, we are telling stories. From inspirational tales of mountain climbing to sea swimming, from spooky ghost stories to musical memories. We hope you enjoy it. This podcast is brought to you by Everest Language School. Have you ever thought about sea swimming in Ireland? And does it make you feel cold just thinking about it? Did you know that there are loads of benefits to swimming in cold water? In this episode, let us try and convince you to get in the sea at least once in Ireland. Make sure you have a cup of hot tea ready for you when you are finished. This episode is called Vitamin C. As a child, I remember visiting my granny in Dublin. She was young at heart, full of life, always singing along to musicals and driving around in her white Fiat Punto. I thought that she was great, a super gran, and her cookies were to die for, but I also thought that she was crazy. Every morning, she would join her friends and go for a swim in the Irish Sea. That's right, every morning, no matter the weather, no matter the season. I'm sure you know Ireland isn't known for its tropical climate, but I remember her in the depth of winter getting in with her flamboyant swimming hats. This was then followed by a flask of tea and chats with friends as they got dressed and warm again. This was an important part of the ritual. I could never understand why anyone would get into the sea in Ireland, especially in winter with temperatures averaging 4 to 6 degrees and waters as cold as 9. She tried to get me in, but I preferred to watch from the shore, her colourful hat bobbing in the water. I can still see it so clearly. A lot has happened since then. Almost 30 years have passed. And although she is no longer with us, she is still very much present. I now live only 10 minutes away from her favourite swim spot, and every time I pass it, I think of her, and she comes alive again. Not only that, but I also swim here. I must admit, I'm not swimming every day, but I do get in. If only she could see me now, I don't think she'd believe it. Even though I thought that she was crazy, I find myself doing exactly the same thing, minus the colourful hats. And I completely understand why she did it. Yes, it is cold, but wow, it is invigorating and a great way to start or end a day. Talk about blowing the cobwebs away. Story 2. Are you feeling brave yet? If we haven't convinced you, well, science may do the trick. Now, I am not a doctor, but taking a dip has a lot more benefits than you realise.
Skin. Seawater has proven benefits for those with skin conditions, due to it being rich in minerals such as magnesium. Magnesium lowers cortisol, calming your nervous system, and reducing the potential for stress-prompted skin issues. It also can help relax muscles to promote a better night's sleep. Mental health. Hydrotherapy of all sorts has been shown to decrease the symptoms of anxiety and depression. In fact, a study commissioned by Swim England to coincide with World Mental Health Day found that when queried about the impact swimming has on their day-to-day life, 43% of people who swim regularly said it makes them feel happier. 26% are more motivated to complete daily tasks, while 15% believe life feels more manageable. Respiratory issues. As we all know, seawater is salty. This is good for people with sinus issues, providing relief by opening up the area with nature's very own saline solution. The feel-good factor. Cold water, like the Irish Sea or the Atlantic Ocean, can give us a jolt of adrenaline. This burst can change our focus from physical pain and clear our minds.
But don't just take our word for it. And remember to always stay safe and never swim alone. Story 3. The next story I hope will inspire you. It is about Dean Newell, an open water swimmer from Ireland, swimming regularly in the Atlantic Ocean and in the Irish Sea. In 2019, she completed the English Channel, a relay swim across the Irish Sea, and finished off the year with a swim from Robben Island to Cape Town. But in early 2020, Dee completed her first ice kilometre in Antarctica. This is her story.
In February 2020, I stepped aboard the Ushuaia, a ship I lived on for 2 weeks while travelling around Antarctica. This was a trip my friend always wanted to do, and because it is so difficult to get permission to swim in the waters of Antarctica, it was an opportunity I could not miss. That meant getting into water ranging from minus 1.2 to 2 degrees Celsius. When you swim in cold water, your body goes into survival mode and is generating heat, so you don't usually feel cold at this point. However, when you stop swimming, the afterdrop sets in. This is when you have stopped generating heat from movement and the cold blood starts to circulate. At this point, you get the shivers, and it can be extreme. For example, in 2016, I completed a 500-metre swim at 1.9 degrees Celsius, and the feeling in the tips of my fingers slowly returned after about 4 months. On the final day aboard our ship, after testing weather conditions and battling colds, the day had finally arrived. It was time to swim. There was no turning back, and I am happy to report that I succeeded despite the odds. In times of adversity or challenge, something within you takes over, a determination and resilience that you didn't even know you had. Of all the challenges I have completed, this one gives me so much pride, because it is the one I really thought I could not do.
This podcast is brought to you by Everest Language School. You can find the transcript and list of difficult vocabulary from this and all other episodes on our website, everestlanguageschool.com/podcast.